The provincial election is around the corner. The Squamish chief asked the three candidates running for member of the Legislative Assembly, MLA, in West Vancouver Sea to Sky about their strategies for addressing future fossil fuel projects and making regional transit a reality in Squamish. Fossil fuel future question. How will you approach new fossil fuel projects in Squamish if elected? BCNDP candidate Jen Ford. BCNDP candidate Jen Ford said, "Some people want to say no to all development, regardless of the cost to jobs and prosperity. Some people want to say yes to everything, even at the expense of abandoning action on our climate. But the BCNDP has a better way forward. We're taking action to ensure the oil and gas industry fits within the province's climate commitments and to support new opportunities and clean technology. Bringing in an emissions cap for the oil and gas industry, requiring all proposed LNG facilities to pass an emissions test with a credible plan to be net zero by 2030, creating a clean energy and major projects office to fast-track investment in clean energy and technology, and ramping up BC's production of renewables like wind and solar to power more homes and businesses. This is a framework that will create good jobs and build a clean economy. But this framework and the rest of BC's climate plan is at risk in this election," Ford said. John Rusted and the BC Conservatives have promised to tear up Clean BC. Their leader has said climate science is a lie, and has said that we should not be trying to fight climate change. There is only one party in this province that can stop a John Rusted government and keep momentum on climate action going. That's the BCNDP. Jeremy Valeriote, BC Green Party candidate. Jeremy Valeriote, BC Green Party candidate, has long been vocal about his stance against fossil fuel projects in Squamish. Wood fiber can absolutely be stopped by a government that has the political courage to do so. Some compensation may need to be paid to the company, but it will be considerably less than the $2 billion in public subsidies it will cost taxpayers over the life of the project, Valeriote said. This project should never have been approved in a climate crisis, and electing a green MLA in West Vancouver to Sky sends the clear message that this kind of project should never be allowed to happen again. The province should not be imposing a gas export plant on a community that has a vision of a brighter future, free from a polluting, soon-to-be-obsolete fossil fuel industry. Valeriote said the BC Greens have a proven track record of proposing policy ideas that have become law. Even while in opposition, our MLAs have had proposals adopted by other parties. BC Greens have also made an impact by changing the tone of political debate, bringing discussions back to the facts and advocating for decisions based on the best evidence. Uri Fulmer, Conservative Party candidate. Uri Fulmer, Conservative Party candidate, said he thinks the Greens' BC plan to end fossil fuel projects in Squamish is short-sighted. LNG presents a tremendous opportunity for both British Columbia's economy and the global environment, Fulmer said. On the economic side, the Conference Board of Canada, CBOC, found that from 2020 to 2064, LNG could generate an additional $94 billion in bottom-line revenue for the province. That's an extra $2.1 billion per year that could be used to address issues like healthcare, housing, and the cost of living, without the need to raise taxes. The Kitimat LNG project, which the Greens vehemently opposed, alone has created over 30,000 jobs, with 10% of those being held by Indigenous workers. It has injected $4 billion into the local economy through contracts with local and Indigenous businesses for goods and services. There is also potential for partnerships with South Asian countries like India and Vietnam, which are already converting coal-powered plants to LNG-capable ones. This would be a win-win for everyone. Lower global GHG emissions, since climate change affects us all, and prosperity for communities across British Columbia, including Squamish. In short, a Conservative government will do what is responsible for both British Columbia and the global community. Support the development of BC's LNG sector to promote economic growth, advance reconciliation with Indigenous communities, and help fight climate change globally. Transport troubles question. What is your specific plan to make regional transport a reality in Squamish during your term? BCNDP candidate Jen Ford. Ford said the BCNDP government has already taken action to improve transit in our region. Just last month, BC Transit and the province partnered with Squamish to increase service hours and improve HandyDart services, Ford said. But we've got much more work to do to resolve the transportation challenges we face. The lack of regional transit in our region has been an issue for some time, and it's an issue where I've been fighting for the people of this community. Local governments in our region, together with the Lilwat Nation and the Squamish Nation, have created a concrete plan, with detailed costs. I'm proud to say that as chair of the Regional Transit Committee of the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, I brought the partners together to create this plan. I understand the issues and I know the players. And I'm going to advocate for better transit, and for the infrastructure and services that our communities need, in provincial office. Jeremy Valeriote, BC Green Party candidate Valeriote, said if he has to camp out in the office of the Minister of Transportation to make regional transport a reality, he will. This is an issue that is so badly stuck that it needs a radically different approach and more political pressure. The fact that we don't have this basic service is an embarrassment, and I will fight tooth and nail from day one to make sure it finally gets done, Valeriote said. We can start by bringing everyone together. First Nations, regional district and municipal councils, business stakeholders, transit users, the Minister of Transportation, and provincial staff. This will allow us to hammer out an agreement on how to fund and how to implement the service. This government has had multiple opportunities to make this happen, but famously shut the door in 2018. Regional transit is essential to affordability, equity, economic development, highway congestion, safety and pollution. And it should have happened at least 10 years ago. Yuri Fulmer, Conservative Party candidate Fulmer, said regional transportation has come up in almost every conversation he's had with residents in the Sea to Sky corridor. It's loud and clear this is a top priority, not only because people want to reduce traffic on the Sea to Sky highway, but also because they see the potential for economic growth, Fulmer said. A Conservative government will focus on growth. Growth for small businesses, families, communities, regions, and the province as a whole. According to the 2021 census, over 36% of Squamish residents commute out of town for work, with the majority staying within the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, about 60%, and the rest commuting to Vancouver, about 40%. Giving these people the option to take public transit instead of relying on their vehicles is important both economically and environmentally. The best way to make regional transportation a reality is to elect an MLA from a party that can actually form government. If we elect a member of a one-man caucus, they can talk about regional transport all they want, but at the end of the day, nothing will get done. On the other hand, the NDP have chosen not to act on this file for 7 years. I believe their mandate to address this issue has passed. As the Conservative MLA for West Vancouver Sea to Sky, I commit to more than just talk. Once in office, I will host a summit with the mayors of the municipalities in the riding, Indigenous leaders, and the Minister of Transport to kickstart the process and get this done. People can vote in the nearest district electoral offices, advance voting places, and voting places for final voting day on October 19.